Good morning, children. Today we are going to do the ninth lesson in your supplementary reader, A Tiger in the Huff. It is written by Ruskin Bond. Ruskin Bond has written many short stories for children. And in most of the stories, he has written about some animals, showing some human characters. In the story, we have the tiger. The story goes like this. There's grandfather who loves to go to the jungle to see the animals there, and he's so kind that any animal he finds there, he brings them home. And every member of his family is well aware of his habits. So in this story also, he goes to the jungles, Tarai jungles near Dera, from where he rescues a small tiger, a tiger cub. The whole story is about that little tiger which grows from a cub to a tiger. Did you find anything strange in the name of the story, A Tiger in the House? A tiger in the jungle. A tiger in the forest. But a tiger in the house. How is that? House is where people live. And tiger cannot live with people, because it is a wild animal. But what is there in this story? How is that a tiger is in the house? Let's read the lesson in order to find out how a tiger lived in the house with other members of the family. Shall we start then? Okay. Timothy, the tiger cub, was discovered by grandfather in the Tarai jungle near Dera. Dera is Dehradun. One day, when grandfather was strolling down the forest path at some distance from the rest of the party, he discovered a little tiger about 18 inches long, hiding among the intricate roots of a banyan tree. Grandfather picked him up and brought him home. He had the distinction of being the only member of the party to have bagged any game, dead or alive. So, the grandfather was along with his team. He had a group which always went together to the forest. So once he had gone to a forest, and there he found a little tiger. How big was it? It was 18 inches long. And where was it? It was hiding among the intricate roots of a banyan tree. Why do you think it was hiding, children? Because it was scared, it was frightened of the people around. And for safety, he was hiding among the bushes. What did grandfather do? He picked him up and brought him home. At first, the tiger cub who was named Timothy by grandmother, was brought up entirely on milk given to him in a feeding bottle by our cook, Mahmood. But the milk proved too rich for him, and he was put on a diet of raw mutton, cod liver oil, to be followed later by a more tempting diet of pigeons and rabbits. So, initially when the grandfather had brought the tiger cub, it was too small. And who named it? The grandmother. What did she name him? Timothy. And what was it fed with? Milk. Who fed him? The cook. Who was the cook? Mahmood. To start with, he was given milk, but that proved to be too rich for him. So the food was changed from milk to raw mutton and cod liver oil. After few days passed, it was followed by pigeons and rabbits also. No milk now. Pigeons and rabbits it was given. Timothy was provided with two companions, Toto the monkey, who was bold enough to pull the young tiger by the tail and then climb up the curtains if Timothy lost his temper, and a small mongrel puppy found on the road by grandfather. Who were the other two animals in grandfather's house? Toto the monkey and the mongrel puppy. What happened? This monkey and the puppy were playing with Timothy, but Timothy used to lose his temper. At that time, the monkey would climb up the curtain. The monkey would pull Timothy's tail, and when Timothy would get angry, he would lose his temper. Monkey would run away and climb onto the curtain. Where did the grandfather find the puppy? On the road. At first, Timothy appeared to be quite afraid of the puppy and darted back with a spring if it came too near. He would make absurd dashes at it with his large forepaws and then retreat to a ridiculously safe distance. Finally, he allowed the puppy to crawl on his back and rest there. As long as Timothy was new to the mongrel puppy and the monkey, it did not enjoy playing with them. But slowly, the fear, the anger had vanished, and all the three had become friends. And Timothy also allowed the puppy to crawl on his back and rest there. One of the puppy Timothy's favorite amusements was to stalk anyone who would play with him. And so, when I came to live with grandfather, I became one of the tiger's favorite. With a crafty look in his glittering eyes and his body crouching, he would creep closer and closer to me, suddenly making a dash for my feet, rolling over on his back and kicking with delight and pretending to bite my ankles. The author says, when he came to grandfather's house, he became tiger's favorite. And the tiger began to come closer and closer to the author, and he was rolling over on his back and kicking with delight, showed that how much he enjoyed playing with people. Now he was by this time the size of a full-grown retriever, and when I took him out for walks, people on the road would give us a wide berth. When he pulled hard on his chain, I had difficulty in keeping up with him. His favorite place in the house was the drawing room, and he would make himself comfortable on the sofa, reclining there with great dignity and snarling at anybody who tried to get him off. So now what happens? The author played with Timothy, and Timothy also showed that he was happy playing with the author. But as the days passed by, he grew in size. From a little cub, he was becoming a big tiger. Now he was of the size of a full-grown retriever. Children, what is retriever? It's a breed of dog. So he became the size of a retriever. So earlier, when he was small, it was easy for Mahmood to take care of him. But as he was growing big, he became little unmanageable. Now when the author took him for a walk, he tried to pull hard on his chain. And so the author had difficulty in keeping up with him. You must have seen people walking the dogs. Have you, children? Yes, I am sure you have. So you must have seen when the dogs, the retriever or the any other breed of dogs which are big, it becomes difficult for the master to manage with the chains. So the same thing had happened here in case of Timothy. And so when the author took him for a walk, the people were so scared that they would give them a wide berth. That is, safe distance. They would go to safe distances so that Timothy and the author could walk comfortably. Children, berth. Where do we use this word berth? Where do we use this word berth? B-E-R-T-H. In the train, no? In the train we use the berth. But here, wide berth means safe distance. Keep a safe distance. Now, which was his favorite place in the house? It was the drawing room. The drawing room where we have the sofa, the TV, tables, and then, you know, some chairs where we relax. So that happened to be Timothy's favorite place in the house. And he would sit on the long sofa comfortably, resting with great dignity. And if anybody wanted to move him, what did Timothy do? He would snarl at that person who wanted to get him off. Timothy had clean habits and would scrub his face with his paws exactly like a cat, because it was brought up at home, so he had clean habits. He slept at night in the cook's quarters and was always delighted at being let out by him in the morning. So where did Timothy sleep at night, Terry? Slept in the cook's quarters. And when the cook in the morning took him for a walk, he was so happy to go for a walk. Children, in the second module, we will do the concluding part. Now, after this, there are a set of questions in the worksheet. Please do those. Thank you.